Judy's going to pass out something, and just wanted to share with you, this is also called Passion Sunday, the Sunday before Resurrection Sunday. It's also commonly known in almost Protestant themes as Easter Sunday or Resurrection Sunday. So being that this is also called Palm Sunday, we have something very unique that Judy's going to pass out. And now she's doing that. Did you ever hear the Rose of Sharon? Did you ever hear that term? You know what it means? Jesus is the Rose of Sharon. I've heard that so many times, and I think, really, what's that mean? Well, one good thing about AI, we all got it, most of us, on our modern cell phone. There's somebody in there called my assistant or something else, and I said, hey, assistant, what's the Rose of Sharon? And this is what it says. The Rose of Sharon is a flower that grows on mountaintops. And look at all the azaleas are going away with now, but when you've seen the spring come and all these azaleas, it's just, wow, it's a beautiful flower. That's why the Lord himself, as the Rose of Sharon, his mountaintop was Golgotha, and the Lord let me know that the people can only find this rose on Mount Calvary. It's a very interesting thing, and of course it's got a lot of other meanings and so forth that's really interesting. But as Judy passes those out, and you remember you were talking about the homeless people?
Yes.
And then one of the homeless people that got hit with a car down here and all that? Well, while we were in Panama City with my sister, there was a young lady sitting along the road, probably 22, 25 years old, very young, and just sitting there taking palm branches and pulling them apart and making them into this rose.
Aww.
Isn't that cool?